visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, 1-5 entering the holiday break, and then Mother Nature played a factor with the winter storm last week, postponing both games that you guys had scheduled, and you're going to play three this week, and it begins tonight. And how have things gone before Mother Nature played a factor before last week?
Well, you mentioned that we were 1-5, and of those games that we've lost, we've been right in a lot of those games. We just had, it's not like we've been blown out. They've been close games. We lost to Chase County, I think, in overtime, and a couple of those other games were two or three possession games at the end of the game that we could have possibly won. We've had a big bad spell of the injury bug coming into our season. Our starting point guard, Reed Silver, broke his collarbone in the last football game, and he played in none of our games before Christmas and wasn't cleared to even practice until Christmas break. So we're real excited to have him back, and it's going to change the dynamic of our team when Dylan Till has been playing the point guard's position for us, and he did a nice job, but he's probably not real comfortable right there. And having Reed back and him able to run the point, move Dylan to the two, and just kind of the domino effect in athletics. It's not like we carry around our next best point guard. It's not like the NFL or something like that. It's you have the domino effect where you have to move a kid here and then a kid here and then a kid here, and it just changes up your whole lineup, and we end up with kids not playing in the positions they're the most comfortable with. So having him back, we're able to put everybody back where they need to be, and I'm excited to see how this week goes, to be honest with you. And I'm excited to see how we do coming into the Flint Hills shootout. It's going to be like we're a whole completely different team, to be honest with you. And it gives me new life as a coach, and having that one kid back just kind of has sparked everything, I think.
I think I remember last year around this time when Mother Nature had played a little factor, and then you guys were a lower seed in the Flint Hills League shootout and then ended up making a run. So do you feel like, I don't know if you really have brought that up with your guys with the run that you had last year in January during the midseason portion, but you feel like something similar like that could happen, especially with three important games here this week?
It could happen. Honestly, it could, but it happened under different circumstances. I think this year it could happen just because we're going to be a better team with that one kid back. It's going to change everything. And we had some kids missing before break. We had our post kid coming off the bench. Raylan Spade is a freshman, and he was gone for a week, and we'll have him back as well, so that'll help us out as well. But yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because what happened last year, we were the seventh seed, and to be honest with you, we struggled. We were not very good at that point in time, and it was the Friday before the Friday before the shootout, and West Franklin had beat us by about 15 or 20 points on a Friday night, and then we had snow over the weekend, and nobody could play or practice or do anything. And we ended up, I think the tournament got pushed back a day or two. And if I remember right, Emporia State had a game scheduled on Wednesday, and we could not start our tournament down in the auditorium on Wednesday. So we had to turn around and play West Franklin the very next game. We played them on Friday and played them in the first round of the shootout. We didn't have school, so we didn't have practice on Monday and Tuesday, and we ended up playing them on Wednesday and ended up beating them by about 20 points. So it just goes to show sometimes practice is overrated and a lot of different things. But it's funny because we ended up getting second place in the tournament last year. We got beat by Linden in the championship game, and we could have played them 100 times last year, and we weren't going to touch that team. They were just so talented. But it was that thing could happen again this year, but we're hoping it starts this week. And just having that kid back and getting these three games in, this kind of portion of the schedule looks favorable for us going into the tournament. So I think we can turn our season around like right now, to be honest with you. And, us missing those games last week probably did us more of a favor than it hurt us, because we were still able to practice 3 days and we needed three of those days to practice. We practiced on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we needed those 3 days of practice instead of playing. And it also gave Reed Silver another week to heal up, to be honest with you. So, you know, you always, as a person and as a coach, you're always looking for positives, and that was one of the positives of us getting snowed out last week.
Visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coaches Corner. You go to West Franklin tonight for makeup games. And then on Tuesday, you host Cara Paravel. And then on Friday, you head to Linden before Flint Hills League shootout play begins next Tuesday for you guys. And then, of course, the semifinals and consolation semifinals on Friday next week. And then the medal games coming up next Saturday. Here's great opportunities for your ball club this week.
Yeah, well, we play West Franklin tonight, and like we were supposed to play them last week. We played them before Christmas, and they beat us by – that's one of those games that, you know, we could have won. I think we ended up getting beat by – it's been so long ago, but 3 or 5 points, something like that. Cara Paravel, which is a new school in our league this year coming out of Topeka. And then we have on Friday, we have Linden, and – that'll be a fun game for us because Linden's head coach is Ryan Haskins, and he's a former player of mine. And we won state in 2016, and he was my starting point guard. So it'll be a fun game to coach against him, and I'm sure he's looking forward to coaching against me. And it's always Linden against Osage, which always makes that exciting. And yep. Then the following week, we get to go play at the shootout. And playing in the shootout is always a fun experience for all of our kids to – come to the big auditorium and get to play in there. And you know, it's just something that every kid should have a chance to come and play in a wide auditorium. And it'll be fun for us, for our kids.
Definitely, Coach. A busy week for the Indians here this week. And then heading into the Flint Hills League shootout where every game matters here with the seeding. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with West Franklin. Best of luck tomorrow with Cara Paravel, and then best of luck on Friday with Linden and seeing Coach Haskins, guy that you coached at Osage. And we look forward to seeing you and the Indians next week in the Flint Hills shootout, as we'll have the semifinals coming up next Friday and third and championship games on Saturday next week. So we look forward to seeing what you guys can do. And Coach, talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
That is Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.